The human body is wonderfully equipped with a system of survival. The brain is continually absorbing, taking in, making observations and connections and conclusions about one's environment and experience that then is utilized to look at the world and to look at experience. And these connections and conclusions are reached. And as our children grow and we grow, we start to look at things certain ways based on our experience, based on the interpretation that our unique brain has on life and experience. The brain and nervous system work together to ensure our safety and survival. And when we're not feeling safe, something's going to occur in the brain and nervous system to try and bring about safety. We often refer to this basic instinctual response as fight, flight, freeze, or collapse. So fighting is obviously going to be physically moving, yelling something to get what we need or get away from something that's dangerous, that we're perceiving as threatening. Flight is going to be to move away from that perceived threat or danger. Freeze is just how it sounds. It's staying still. The fight, flight is really shut down. It doesn't feel safe enough for either one of those to come out. It's almost like the possum who plays dead. And collapse is just, it's like nothing. It may be a complete numbness. System is just really shut down. As we are willing to become aware of this vital survival system inside of ourselves, we are going to also notice it in our children. And we will notice when they are in fight, flight, or freeze in response to our parenting, the way that we're being with them. A child who is in that space is not learning what we want them to learn. They're learning that they need to survive in the presence of someone who loves them and cares about them, that person may be threatening or dangerous. As challenging as that is to hear, it's important for us to recognize, because we've probably, most likely, felt the same way when we were children. And we have patterns that have been set up from those experiences that as we become aware of them, we can gently heal them. I feel like I'm opening a really big can of worms bringing up this subject, and yet it is so extremely important for us as parents who want to nurture and support growing human beings. As we honor the brain and nervous system and our survival instincts, we embrace a part of ourselves, a part of our humanity that is actually a very functional piece. We want to be able to survive. We want to have the fight, flight, or freeze. We just don't want to have it in relationship to those we love. So today I'm going to invite you into a meditation to simply become aware of these responses in yourself and possibly in your children, so that you really can embrace this function in the human body. And instead of resisting it, really gently, compassionately be with what arises in the nervous system, so that you can allow it this space to activate and heighten and then resolve. The nervous system has the capacity to heal. It activates, you know, there's adrenaline, maybe anxiety, the breath quickens, the heart pounds. When there's space and safety for the body to work through this, to come to rest, to allow shaking off of energy, to allow crying, to allow verbal expression, the nervous system has the capacity to come to a space of rest again where that person feels safe. This is really important for us as parents, and it's important for our children. As we begin today, I first invite you to take 3 very deep breaths. Allowing your attention to sift into the action of breathing. Really feeling what it feels like to breathe from inside of your body. Bring your attention more deeply into the body, sensing your body from your toes into your feet, and gently, gradually bringing attention inside your legs and knees, up into the hips and waist. Feeling from the inside your abdomen and chest, into your shoulders and down your arms, into your fingertips. Then back up into your neck, head, and face. Resting here for a few moments, noticing any relaxation and sensations present. Notice any slowing down in the nervous system. Bring to mind a recent time where you and your child were both upset. And notice what comes up for you in response to the question, how was I trying to survive in this situation? Was I fighting? Was I in flight, wanting to get away? Did I start to freeze or become numb? Just gently recognize the tendency in the situation for you. Bring compassion to your body and your brain's attempt to survive in this situation that felt threatening to you for whatever reason. Because when reactivity arises, we cannot control it. We can learn how to respond with awareness. We need to have gentle awareness to be able to transition our responses. Allow yourself to take a very deep breath. Let it out. Placing your hand gently on your heart, notice your child, and then ask yourself the question, what survival instinct was coming up for my child in this situation? Was my child fighting? Did my child want to get away? Did my child freeze? Allow yourself for a few moments to feel what you feel in response to this awareness of the brain and nervous system. Bring compassion to your experience and to your sensitive nervous systems here and now. Allowing some space for your nervous system to be as it is right now, whatever sensations or feelings are arising for you and for your child. Allow yourself a few moments to just rest with this awareness, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes, taking in your surroundings, continuing your awareness with the breath. As we notice this base level survival system that is in us and in our children, we may feel moved to do things differently as parents. We may not want to incite our children's survival system in response to us. There are some wonderful resources to learn alternative parenting methods that help us connect instead of disconnect, to help us stay safe as parents, and to help our children feel safe even when strong emotions arise. The first book that comes to mind is No Drama Discipline by Siegel and Bryson, I believe. And there are some other resources on the presenceparenting.com website under the Resources tab. So today, I invite you just to become aware of your brain and nervous system at any moment, and also of your child. And when you notice there's this reactivity, this survival reactivity, allow yourself and your child the space to become aware and safe again. This may take practice. What can you do to bring about safety in such a situation? Because as we are willing to bring about that safety, we then cultivate that space for true learning and connection that is needed in the parent-child relationship.